The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 17, Words of Truth. Truth clearly defined. The only begotten Son of God came to our world to reveal truth in contrast with error. This saving truth we are to reveal in our speech and in Christ-like deportment. Truth never languished on the lips of Christ. It was clearly defined in words, in works, in spirit. Tenderness in tone of voice. In all his teaching, Christ presented pure, unadulterated principles. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Constantly there flowed from his lips holy, ennobling truths. He spoke as never man spoke, with a pathos that touched the heart. He was filled with holy wrath as he saw the Jewish leaders teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, and he spoke to them with the authority of true greatness. With terrible power he denounced all artful intrigue, all dishonest practices. He cleansed the temple from its pollution, as he desires to cleanse our hearts from everything bearing any resemblance to fraud. The truth never languished on his lips. With fearlessness he exposed the hypocrisy of priest and ruler, Pharisee and Sadducee. Truth in its proper light. The words of Christ were not new, and yet they came with the force of revelation, for they presented the truth in its proper light, and not in the light in which the teachers had set it before the people. Error distinguished from truth. He could have opened mysteries which patriarchs and prophets desired to look into, which human curiosity had been impatiently desirous of understanding. But when men could not discern the most simple, plainly stated truths, how could they understand mysteries which were hid from mortal eyes? Jesus did not disdain to repeat old, familiar truths, for he was the author of these truths. He was the glory of the temple. Truths which had been lost sight of, which had been misplaced, misinterpreted, and disconnected from their true position, he separated from the companionship of error, and showing them as precious jewels in their own bright luster, he reset them in their proper framework and commanded them to stand fast forever. What a work was this! It was of such a character that no finite man could comprehend or do it. Only the divine hand could take the truth which, from its connection with error, had been serving the cause of the enemy of God and man, and place it where it would glorify God and be the salvation of humanity. The work of Christ was to give again to the world the truth in its original freshness and beauty.